fund us enough for all he's done. And I want him to tell you about his latest contest where you can win a hefty sum for simply learning how to recite the Ten Commandments. I know it's a serious thought crime. Might be made illegal under the new hate crime legislation, but we're going to have to go ahead and stand up against Caesar when he says that we can't read and say certain things. Of course, Romans 13 says, according to the churches, that the Christians should have fallen down before Caesar and worshipped Mithra. And I guess Romans 13's right. I guess those Christians were evil. But Daryl, finishing up, tell us about the contest.
Hey, real quick on that one note before I mention the contest. You know, the same thing happened to the apostles early on. And in Acts, you know, chapter 5:29, Peter and all the other apostles replied to the officials of the government, "We must obey God rather than men." And when the law of men is in conflict with the law of God, it's a clear-cut decision for anybody that's a Christian or say they believe in God. That is, hey, if it's lying, cheating, stealing, killing, coveting, and so on, then you ought not to do it. You ought not to stand up for it. You ought to stand firm and not let yourself be burdened and not to live as a free man. And don't use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Obey God, not men. But as far as pen and wind goes, you know, God works in mysterious ways. My wife had an emergency appendectomy Monday. So as you might imagine, that was the day I was supposed to be calling. I sent out an emergency announcement to everybody. Not knowing how the surgery would go, what the recovery time would be, we postponed the giveaway until November 13th. That's actually a Friday the 13th. Turned out to be a very lucky day for somebody where they're going to get a chance to win $20,000. So if you just go to kenandwin.com, it explains itself. But in short, all you got to be able to do is name all 10 commandments in order in 20 seconds or less. And if you're the first one I get on the phone as I draw the names one by one who can do that, you get $20,000. Very simple.
Daryl Rundis, I salute you and your great work, and I'm going to let you talk to the IT guys, to Will and Matt right now. I'm going to put one of them on the line with you. You want to give us the codes to youdonews.com so we can look at it, figure it out, tell us about the servers, give us the number to your IT guy, and then as you said, for liability issues, I probably want to roll that into one of my corporations. And, yeah, let's give it some time. How about a week and a half from now in studio for 2 hours or an hour and a half, and then we can officially sign some
documents and paperwork. We'll get it officially transferred over to you guys. Hey, how about, and I'll talk to your producer as we get off the line, but we'll check your schedule, not this Friday, but next Friday. We can come down and we'll talk some more about it.
You could even do 10 and win from here.
There you go. Hey.
See, that's the same day. Maybe
the 13th, and we can do it on air live, so that way people will know that it's no gimmick, it's no trick. We're not making this up. People are really going to get their chance to win $20,000.
Okay, so you'll have the numbers. We can have a keypad in front of you. You can dial the numbers.
Actually, we set it up on our site. Our IT guy is so cool. He took the database and had it automatically randomly select a number that'll pop up on the screen and give us their record with their name and their address and their phone number. So then, you know, one by one, as I click that button.
So you can do that here.
Yeah, I can do it right there.
Well, hey, we'll do 10 and 1 here as long as your wife's better.
Yeah, Friday 13th.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Daryl, for all your support.
Well, we thank God for you, Alex. Keep up the good work, and don't let them get in your head, man.
No, I just got a headache today because I'm not complaining. I really have a bad headache, probably because I've had too much coffee or something. And I need a vacation, Daryl. You know, I'm not complaining, but I want to fight the New World Order, and that's all I want to do, and then I overdo it. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, as they say.
Well, and that, I think for you, it's probably the most frustrating thing is that you give your heart, your soul, your mind, your time, your energy, and other people are so passive and so apathetic, it just makes them sick.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, I thought there were only two sewage treatment plants they were going to put on Lake Travis. Just an example. Now I find out Austin's putting a gigantic sewage plant, and it's going to ruin the lake, and nobody cares. It's just, that's just one example of something local that gives me a headache. Daryl Rundis, God bless you.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I have cleared the phone boards. I apologize to other callers, but it wouldn't be congruent. I want to open the phones up this hour specifically and only for questions for the author of Defeating the Totalitarian Lie, Hilmer von Campe. I had him on for an hour a month ago or so. He was a Hitler Youth when Hitler first came to power. He was then in the German Army. He grew up in the Hitler Youth to be trained to be in the German Army. And he has written a book about the parallels between our society today and the police state and everything else in Germany, and this idea of doing whatever the government says, and the government is the boss, the people are the slaves. He wants to go back to 1776, not back to 1933. Now, I get a lot of emails, especially now that folks have seen Fall of the Republic, and they say, so what if they're training the Boy Scouts, the Eagle Scouts, with M16s to take on disgruntled veterans and to be a brigade serving Homeland Security, we'll just wipe them out. No, ladies and gentlemen, if they're 14 now, they're going to be 18 in a few years. This is the process of getting people young, indoctrinating them, and getting them ready. Sure, you might not have been too afraid of Hilmer von Campe when he was 12 in the Hitler Youth, or 10, but you would have been afraid of him when he was 18. Okay, that's the issue here, or 20 or 21. They're taking over the Girl Scouts. They've got Obama's got his domestic security force, City Year, all these groups in red and black uniforms saying, I'm fierce, coming to your door, knocking, trying to intimidate you. All this is really happening. And we've seen this in Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany, Eastern Germany under the communists, Fidel Castro. Tyranny tries to take control of the youth. Obama wants year-round schooling. He wants to address your children and ask them to aid him in his mission. This is a telltale sign of corruption. So I'd like Hilmer von Campe to recap the keys of his book, the parallels first between what he saw in the Hitler Youth and in Germany itself and the tattletale society versus what he sees manifesting in the West today. And then we're going to go to your phone calls and questions at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Questions only for Hilmer von Campe about the parallels between Nazi Germany and modern America and Europe today and this system. Calls for our guest today in the 50 minutes we have left. Hilmer von Campe, author of Defeating the Totalitarian Lie. It's good to have you here with us.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
Did you get a good response last time you were on?
It was the best ever. It was a very, very good response.
Even better than when you were on the 700 Club.
Well, that was a different story because that was a television. They came here with their equipment to my house. But on the radio show, this was the best ever as far as the reaction of the listeners is concerned.
Well, it's great to have you here with us, and I want to take calls today to do something different. But in this segment we have left here in the next 8 minutes, 9 minutes, let's say you were on national television, you had 8 minutes to say your piece, the parallels, the warning from the past, the message you want to get out, you've got the floor.
But I think the most important thing is that we look at the whole picture and not only at individual acts which infuriate one. With other words, you can attack and they should be attacked. The trillions of dollars these people in Washington want to spend and debit them to our children and grandchildren is a scandal. And that has to be fought so that everything, that these things must not be law. So therefore, at the same time, morality. Totalitarian systems like the Nazi systems grow out of immorality. Totalitarian system is not because of poor and rich people, but about God-abiding or immoral people. And that has all to be seen with from the heart here, from the core, from what is it all about. And that is what I learned from the Nazis. It is all about the role of God in human society. And the World War II was, in my view, the first ideological war. There were two nations or two countries, Germany and Soviet Union, who represented a materialistic ideology and the free, so-called free world, which is a democratic Western civilization. What made it is that I realized that afterwards, when I began to think about what it is that it is a godlessness which has brought Germany down.
And the totalitarians, they want to remove God because they want to be God. They put the state and the dictatorship and the power of the state, it becomes the new God, and everyone must follow it. Romans 13, Hitler's favorite Bible passage, that distortion, instead of people standing up for individual liberty and freedom and Western culture. And you're absolutely right about, you know, I mean, obviously you lived it, but I've read the history that happening. But I do think it's important, Hilmer von Campe, to show the parallels so that people can recognize it's happening, to hear from somebody who was a Hitler youth and then a German soldier, to hear about this happened in Germany, now it's happening here. I think that's what wakes people up to understand that, well, Hitler tried to CPS and take people's children. They went all over Europe and grabbed Aryan children, what they believed to be Aryan, away from their parents. They took children that weren't Aryan and took them and killed them. They believed in the social welfare. They believed in racial hygiene. They believed in the eugenics. They believed in abortion. They believed in everything we're seeing now. They believed in free love, everybody having sex with each other.
But it is the godless, it is godlessness which brought, Germany down. And the answer is, you have to have an answer to godlessness. We were told in the Hitler Youth and in school that you can pray and sing hymns in your churches and your homes, and but you have nothing to say in society. That's our job. In other words, they had realized that, as you correctly stated, that if there is an authority above government, they would have a problem with their problem, a problem with their program. So therefore, they wanted to push us out of society. Now, I say that the ACLU, for instance, is the advance guard of National Socialist ideology, because that is exactly what they are doing. They are taking God out of society, and they have been very successful.
Well, sir, we actually went and got the archives of the 20s and 30s and 40s of the leftist intellectuals, all the top names. We have them supporting Hitler on video. These were hard to get. We have them supporting eugenics. We have them supporting taking all the children at birth. And it was the left in the United States and England and Europe that actually supported Hitler. People think Hitler was right-wing. In that paradigm, he wasn't, was he?
No, he was. He was the extreme left, and there was only just about a few days ago that in Germany, there is what it would be the FBI here. That is a similar thing in Germany, and they are watching the right, and they are watching the right, which is a party, which is not a Nazi party, but which has conservative likes. And they say, if now that the FBI, the German FBI, decided, they will also watch the left organizations. And I realized, and the left began to protest that if you go from the right to the left, that is very bad, because they think the left is okay. And I realized that in the mentality and in the mind of the German of today, they have not understood what the Nazis are all about. They only have looked at the atrocities, but they have not looked at the fundamentals.
Hitler was a big environmentalist. He had to clean the earth of bad humans. He was a vegetarian. He was an animal rights activist. He was a national socialist.
Yes, we had. That is also another thing, that you have the same evolution theory in school, and not that God created this world and created every human being, but that there was a kind of evolution which came so that you had people out of an ape or whatever it is. But the basic philosophy of this guy was that it is the strong who survive, and the strong has the right to eliminate the weak. And that was, of course, what Hitler and the Nazis.
And that's social Darwinism. Whether you believe in evolution or not, they've made it a fake scientific debate by pinning down Christians with quacks. Whether you debate how God made it, they're just saying we're all slime, we're weak, we deserve to die. That's the essence of evolution. Stay there.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1032.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1061.31, $530.66 for a half ounce, and $265.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1061.33, $530.66, and $265.33.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
You get a chance to talk to Hilmer von Kampe as we start the next segment, the last 30 minutes. But in this short segment, Hilmer, you've written this book trying to warn people. You were getting into Hitler loved and was obsessed with, for those that have read Mein Kampf and read his speeches, read the history books with his statements, he was obsessed with evolution, obsessed with social Darwinism. That's why the Rockefellers had funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute on eugenics, the Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Facility here in the U.S., IBM's Hollerith machines with the tattoos on the people in the camps was to be entered into the machines, how much they'd be fed, how long they'd be worked. I know you know all of that, but absolutely, when we look at evolution, it's not really a debate about how life develops. It's saying humans are worthless, humans are blobs, humans are a cancer. I believe with the churches, they set up a false debate between church and science, like the church was a bunch of idiots, and they'll put an average preacher up going, I didn't come from a monkey, I didn't come from a... Instead of saying, something put us here on this planet, there's a higher power, there's a greater law. Instead, Hitler or Stalin, he was a big eugenicist, they become the law, they love this system. So that's a key point you hit on.
Did you ask me?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that's a key point you brought up. You were talking about Hitler saying it's the strong's right to kill the weak.
Yes. As it, then they allow themselves to kill as many as against them. They practically, as you correctly stated, he made himself to the God, and every disapproval of him was normally answered with a Gestapo and an end in a concentration camp. We had in front of our home, or not from our home, from our church on Sunday, we had agents of the Gestapo who took the names down of all the people and who entered, and everybody knew what they were there for. It was a kind of intimidation, and that's the way they worked.
And now are in the Fed protest and tea parties, have the army and the feds watching us and marking our names down, and the feds admit that they are in the churches doing that as well. All of this is being announced to intimidate people.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. That's the way it is. But this is only the result of decades of violations of the government agencies, of the government structures where the systematically a bit here, a bit there, a bit here, a bit there, the reality of the Constitution was violated. And what we have now is everything what they're doing in Washington, as far as I'm concerned, is against the Constitution, is unconstitutional. And I'm really very astonished that there is no, I have not heard, I know that I have talked myself to the Tea Party. They are patriots, these people. But there has to be some circles where they put together a team of lawyers of so that to attack what is unconstitutional, not just get trillions and trillions of dollars into debt and make organizations which I have only in, only at aims at the overpopulation and not at anything else. Anybody who, all those who are not in agreement with what the government is involved in. But I don't see that. I see the Republicans, even the Mrs. Snow yesterday, said it goes to, or be, that you get to something bipartisan. No, Mrs. Snow, it's not bipartisan. It's what is right. And this things that you hear bring out as law, that is against the Constitution. We have to stop it.
Absolutely. Those trying to violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution, they, according to the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, are the enemies of the Republic. They are the criminals. But instead, the FBI has been trained. We have their training manuals, and police are being trained that people that talk about the Constitution are bad. It's upside down. We are bad because we're not letting offshore banks become the government and then become God and have unlimited power.
Yeah, I have, as you mentioned, the Declaration of Independence. I have it here in front of me. And here it says in the second paragraph.
Well, stay there. Come back to the second paragraph. Then we're going to phone calls with Hilmer von Kampe, the author of the book, Defeating the Totalitarian Lie. Your calls are straight ahead after this quote from the Declaration of Independence. Your questions for Hilmer von Kampe. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. Liberty, freedom, rule of law, constitution. The people are the government. That is the engine of wealth, the engine of happiness, the engine of invention. But the blight, the scourge of big government and the control freak authoritarians is now upon us. Helmer Von Kampe, we're going to get more into ideological philosophy before you leave us, but I promise to go to calls right now. But you wanted to say something about the Declaration of Independence. Go ahead.
Yeah, it says in the second paragraph, it speaks of the we hold those truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. So that is their task, to secure our rights. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to the effect their safety and happiness. I think that our government and our government and the Congress are acting in a really very irresponsible way, destroying our Constitution. I think it's the right of the citizens. As you've already said, the roles have been turned around. What is up is down, what is down is up. But we don't need to accept that. I just wonder how to, and I have no answer to the question, but how to affect what our constitution and...
You do it state by state. You have to have the states not secede, but declare sovereignty under 9th and 10th Amendment. You have to then march through a mass awakening to take back the Congress, and you have to audit the Fed and arrest the banking leadership that are the true shadow government. By doing that, we could win this very quickly. But as you said earlier, we have become a decadent, wicked society on average that made us easily taken over. So because people are so lazy and decadent, they can't even grasp basic philosophy that is ingrained in the natural law. But that, you know, that sounds, the Declaration of Independence is a great threat to the New World Order, because today people go, okay, all men are equal. But that was a revolutionary statement then. We take it for granted. Before, kings were sovereign and above everyone, and everyone was an equal. Equal in our rights, not equal in our gifts or what we're able to do individually. And we are independent, free, and equal to create our own systems and our own wealth without having it sucked off of us by the parasite class. So that's why the elite demonize the Declaration of Independence, because the document written by Thomas Jefferson is the ultimate threat and stands in complete ideological resistance to their philosophy of the collectivist parasite system. Let's talk to Todd in Florida. You're on the air with former Hitler Jugend and former German military man in World War II, Hilmer von Kampe. Go ahead, Todd. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks, Von Kampen, for coming in here and taking the time to talk to us. I had two questions, one that was directed to you, Alex, and one that was directed to Von Kampen in regards to the parallels and our current government in Nazi Germany. First, my first question kind of leads into my second one, but basically, Alex, my fiance just gave birth to a one-month-old baby, is 1 month now, but of course the doctors are pushing tons of vaccines on. My first question is, one, did you give your kids when they were young any of the hepatitis smallpox?
They've never had one. No, my children have never had one vaccine.
Okay, I'm a huge fan, and I just always wanted to know that, especially since I have a young baby now. And for Mr. Von Kamp, I wanted to talk to you about the parallels between the vaccinations that is going on now, the ones that they're trying to push on everybody, and the parallels between how the Germans and Nazis, you know, did that back then. I know they obviously did a lot of horrendous things to the Jews.
Yeah, medical tyranny, the state running health care and using it as a way to control people. Mr. Von Kampe.
Honestly, I can't remember. I know that there were some injections at the time, but there was nothing, whatever I could, I was a boy. I think they are not. It's very difficult to compare, because we are now, 60, 70 years later, and the medicine has been developing fast in many aspects. And what they had at that time in Germany, I have to admit, I don't really know.
But they did use the medical tyranny to euthanize, to abort babies, to kill babies. I think that was a larger issue, but thank you, Todd. Craig in Kentucky. Craig, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
Mr. Von Kampe, was there any type of town hall meetings implemented before Mr. Hitler went completely berserk into totalitarian government?
No, there were. As far as I know, there wasn't anything of this nature. I think each party, you had a very strong communist party and also a strong socialist party, and they used to have their own reunions from their party point of view. And the stormtroopers, SA as we called it, was the task, they were the force, the Nazi force, which they intimidated the rest of the people.
And by the way, that was one reason Hitler came to power and stayed in power, was because as bad as Hitler was, people were even more afraid of the communist and the socialist, because people knew about the death camps and mass murder in Russia, and they knew the Soviets were behind these groups. So that was one thing that drove people into Hitler's arms. Correct, Mr. Von Campy?
Yeah, I think there was no secret in the Soviet Union. In Germany, it was different. Most people did not know about the Holocaust. I had no idea. But we all knew about the discrimination which the Jews had to suffer. And there was no national outcry because, and that is also a similarity, because the people were comfortable and they didn't want to run no risk.
What about the Holocaust of unborn babies in this country? No. Nobody seemed to care about them.
You mean the 50 million?
Yes.
They are aborted here in America, no?
Yes, 51 million now.
Yeah, there is no difference between killing a live human being within his or her mother, and if you push a Jew into a gas camera. That is the same killing, which is against God, and that we have a government with this immorality representing us and making our laws, representing us in other countries. I think it's disgusting.
All right, thank you. Anything else, Craig?
And I want to say that I have plenty of information on this question, as far as I know, in my book, which you can get at my website.
We're going to give that out before you leave so people get pencil and paper ready. Anything else, Craig?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, as far as a democracy in this country, they're trying to say that this country is a democracy, even on the mainstream media. And we're a constitutional republic, and I don't think people actually understand what's going on. They're trying
exactly.
To
Hitler was a democracy. He was elected. He then set up a tyranny after a democracy got him there. In a republic, if 51% say we're going to tax the other 49 or we're going to take their property, you can't do it because rule of law protects the minority as well as the majority. But in a democracy, they can put the carbon taxes on you. They can enslave you. And that's what's happening. If 51% says restrict their First Amendment, it happens, but not in a republic. Kevin in Texas. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Von Campy. I'd like to ask two questions, if I may. I was wondering if you believe that you were successfully propagandized as a child, and also with the Nazi morals that they were pushing on you, did they differ from that of the morals of your parents and grandparents? And if so, what were the tactics that they used to try to get you onto their side?
Yeah, how did they help break up families? I mean, families were still together, but how did they, because you said there was a split in your family, but it was kept private. How did they turn the youth against their parents?
Well, they didn't. I don't think they were successful. The question is up to where can they influence people? And there has two sides. One, for instance, it was forbidden and menaced with capital treatment, you will be killed if you
death penalty.
Listen to foreign radios. My father used to listen to German-speaking broadcasts from Britain and from Switzerland at 10 o'clock at night. But the problem you are putting forward is, what? How did they do it? They ask questions at the children about their parents, what they are, how are you doing? There are many ways of you can ask children, and they hoped that this way they can get hold of the parents if they recognize there's anything which is against the Third Reich, against the Hitler regime.
So they told the children to spy on their parents.
Yeah, but they didn't call it this way. I mean, that was a very harmless question, and the child would deliver his or her parents without even knowing what
exactly. What public schools nationwide have free federal computers, and this has now been declassified, and they have you write a journal in 6th and 7th grade about your family. And they ask, do your parents ever discipline you? What's in the medicine cabinet? Does mommy yell at you? And the children are there being taught to type this in or write this, and then it's transcribed and put online. It's like when I have had children. My wife's had three children. And after the first child, I learned at the hospital, the nurse says, "Hon, will you take this file downstairs for me?" And then when I left, they said, "How you doing money-wise? does he ever mean to you? And my wife's like, no, we have enough money, and he's not mean to me. And, well, does he hit you? And a lot of women are, their water's broken, they're about to have a baby, they're waiting to get an IV in their arm and go into the, and they tell the induction nurse, well, yeah, we're having trouble with money. Now the health department's called. You don't have enough money to have the baby. Now the state's going to take it. The spies are everywhere, and they don't tell you they're setting you up when they're doing it. Is that how it was in Germany?
Yeah, that's the way. And let me say also that they didn't really, as far at least in the small cities, and we were living in the small city, in contrast to what the big cities like Berlin and Hamburg and Munich, and that was different. But they did not try in the Hitler Youth to make us indoctrinate us and make us Nazis. We were indoctrinated with ideological purposes. In other words, what Hitler wanted from us is to make it possible that he could realize his program, which was to expand Germany towards the east and capture land.
Yeah, you were cannon fodder. You were being bred for military service, and it was all under a peer pressure system. Let's go ahead and take another call. Kevin in Texas, you're on the air.
I believe you just had me on.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. They told me Kevin was next. Mark in Georgia. Mark, go ahead.
Oh, just a second. People say how free we are in this country. I say, yep, we're the freest country in the world, and gosh darn it, I have the government's permission to say so. You know, people say how free we are, and I point out to them, well, you tell that to Sarah Weaver. Oh, that's right, she's dead. You tell that to Irwin Schiff. I don't know if you've heard, he recently lost a toe to gangrene when he was in diesel therapy. Gosh darn it, I thought he had a...
Yeah, and I haven't heard his son, who we want to get on about that, or maybe he's commented. Has his son commented on that lately, on when he's on all these TV shows talking about the economy?
There may be an understanding that if he brings it up, his dad's situation will go from bad to worse. I don't know. On Udo News, my user ID is Mark Anabaptist, and I uploaded a clip from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, the Bring Out Your Dead scene, about Obamacare, and if somebody can take that and polish it up, I'd be grateful. Okay?
All right, sir. Do you have any questions for Mr. Von Campy?
I'm just wondering what you see going on here and what happened in your youth. I understand you see a number of disturbing parallels, because what I said to some neocons, what Thomas Jefferson, the word liberal stems from the word liberty. The founders were liberals in fighting for liberty. I tremble for my nation when I ponder that God is just. And the thing is, what is going on here? What happened in your youth? You're saying that there's very disturbing parallels between...
Yes, sir. Mr. Von Campy, you covered it last time you were on, but people just in a shotgun pattern. But see, they've changed all the terms. Classical liberal, the media ask, who are you? And I go, I'm a classical liberal. Well, what's that? Well, it's a paleoconservative. Because they've changed all the terms around till they mean almost nothing. It's liberty versus tyranny. It's individual freedom versus the state. But yeah, I mean, the parallels. The youth being brainwashed, the spies, the secret police, the government knows all, the social Darwinism. I mean, those are the parallels, are they not?
Well, the America should be a nation under God. That would mean that God's commandment would rule the society. Instead, they do the same thing as the Nazis did. And that is not just Obama, that has been going on for decades, that bit by bit the Constitution is being destroyed. And now we are, that the government can do anything.
Yeah, here's a big parallel. Hitler had secret arrest. Now we have secret arrest in the United States.
Yeah, it's the destruction, because founding fathers have, I have a whole package of it, where they say that the American Constitution has to have Christians as citizens, because otherwise this thing will, the structure will be destroyed. And we have a president who, when he came, when he accepted his speech, he already stated that he wanted to change the Constitution, because according to our Constitution, you can't take out money and give it to somebody else. But they do that. They do not recognize the right of people to his property. And they want to control everything.
Yeah, that's the big parallel. The Nazis would take your property if they wanted to in the name of the state. Now they do that here, and they're saying, we're not just going to take it for eminent domain. We're going to take your property without compensation if somebody else just wants it who gave us a campaign contribution. The new London Kelo decision of 3 years ago stated, somebody can give a campaign contribution to take your land.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Rich in Ohio, you're on the air with the author of Defeating the Totalitarian Lie. Go ahead, Rich.
Actually, it's Rich Runner, but that's fine. Thanks, Alex. I've been listening to you for a couple of years. A wonderful job. Mr. Von Kamp, my wife was born in Hof, Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And her folks were totally against Hitler and wouldn't let him go to any of the rallies or anything like that. But I want to speak directly to what you've been talking about, Alex, from a quote. Have you heard of Ernst Haeckel as a science advisor to Hitler?
Yeah, the name rings bell, but I can't remember what he did.
Well, I would like to read. He was one of the scientific advisors to Hitler,
uh-huh.
A German evolutionist. He wrote that Christianity makes no distinction of race or of color. It seeks to break down all racial barriers. In this respect, the hand of Christianity is against that of nature. For are not the races of mankind the evolutionary harvest which nature had toiled through long ages to produce? May we not say then that Christianity is anti-evolutionary in its aim? I just want to say the full title of Darwin's book is The Origin of the Species, The Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, or The Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. And Mein Kampf, is that word Kampf not struggle?
Yeah. Well, sir, no one debates that the eugenics, Darwinistic system. Darwin basically invented eugenics, and then Galton termed it. But there's no debating this. What they do is they create fake science and have quack preachers get up and argue science with people. When there's evidence of creation, I'm not debating how God created things. These are mind tricks they play with us to make us look stupid. We just need to explain that eugenics is wrong, and putting poison in the population's water, like the White House science czar calls for, is wrong. And these are control freaks. I appreciate your call. Don in Alabama, last caller. Go ahead.
Man, I'm glad I get the last word, Alex. Thanks for all your hard work and the new movie. And I just wanted to say I get to look at Hilmar eye to eye every Sunday and Wednesday night. I call him a friend. We go to church together. And he's a man of real courage and an amazing fortitude, and I think he's the real deal when you talk about patriots. He's come to this country, and I know within our group of people, he has awakened us to action. In fact, we're going to meet tonight to jot up some details of how we can be more effective.
Well, make no mistake, if there's one message I want to get across, we're in a war, and the totalitarians, the authoritarians, have taken over, and they are thieves, and they want to control your life, and they will rob you, and they will kill you. They'll keep stealing and stealing till the whole society collapses and put us in work camps. That's in the executive orders. So people had better get involved. So, Mr. Von Kampe, you know Don from Alabama?
Yeah, I'm seeing him tonight. That was the message from Alabama. I like that very much. I'm glad you came on.
All right, Don, thank you. We're out of time. Hilmar Von Kampe, give us the website for folks that want to get your book.
It's www.vonkampe, my name. Can you spell it? You can spell it in English. I can spell it in
yes,
English.
Yes, VonKampe.com. We've got your name up on Infowars.com. Folks can Google that and find it. The book is Defeating the Totalitarian Lie, my new film.
And you guess if you do it, buy it. Can you order it? You are my website, and you get my signature. I send it immediately.
Absolutely. Hilmar, it was great having you on. Thank you. And we cover the eugenics in my film Endgame. Retransmission starts now. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.